Okay, we're starting at the bottom of Medtet and Medtet by the Mishnah. Mishnah is going to deal with a boar. We'll just read through the Gemara here on Pshat according to Rashi. Then we'll point out the issues that Tosfos has with some of the way that Rashi learns it here. So, Chofer boar b'shut yachid uptacho the reshut rabim. He dug the boar in his property, but he opened the boar up into the reshut rabim. Oh. Rishut Rabim, he takes the boar underneath the Rishut Rabim, Utsachod Rishut Yachid, open it up into his property. Rishut Yachid, Utsachod Rishut Yachid, it's in the Rishut Yachid, and he opened it into Rishut Yachid, Acher, Chayav. In all these instances, he is Chayav. Now, the basic principle, this is what Tosfos says that the Mishnah lays out here, is that wherever the boar opens, right, that's where the boar is considered to be. And that's irrelevant where the underneath or the Chlala boar is, it's got to do with where Petah. Right, the petach of the boar is. So now we have to discuss what are the issues or why are you chayav? For instance, when you're chofer boar b'shut yachid uptachol b'shut rabim, it's obvious. Why are you chayav? Because you opened it into the b'shut rabim. The other hand, when you're digging under chalal b'shut rabim and you open up into b'shut yachid, right? And why in that instance are you chayav? Because Rashi says that you were machkir b'shuto. After you had dug the boar inside of Rishut Yachid, you're a mafkir the property around it. Then it becomes like a boar Rishut Rabin because you mafkir your property around it. The other possibility, the other way to do it, as was mentioned, is. Alright, so we'll get to all the Yachidushim. The Tosfos also mentions that the possibility is that he's matmidim. He puts it adjacent to the Rishut Rabin, which is that he digs the boar right up against the Rishut Rabim. In that case, he'll also be Chayat, even though technically he didn't dig into the Rishut Rabim, but because he's adjacent, that would make him Chayat. Now, Rishut Yachid, Uptachol Rishut Yachid, right, Rashi says that he dug it in his property, and then opened it up into his friend's property. He said they dug it in his own property, opened it in his friend's property, and then the friend, or the second party where it's opened, is Mafkir the Rishuto. That's what Rashi says the case is. That's the only way, right, that, explain this, that since it wasn't in Rishut Atzmo and the other person was mafkir, it nevertheless, right, that person is chayav for exposing, for opening up the boar there. Because the one who's mafkir the Rishut is the one who creates the boar, Rishut Rabin. Even though the other party dug the boar, nevertheless, when he's mafkir Rishuto, he's the one who becomes responsible because he brings the Rabin to the boar. On the other hand, the Re gives an unbelievable havamina here. The Re suggests over here that if it's Rishut Yachid, Uptachol Rishut Yachid Acher, that is that he dug a boar in his own Rishut, then he opens it into his friend's Rishut, and you have to do this. Why? Because there's a Havamina. This is this Havamina that the Re says. It's just a low tema of Uptachol Rishut Rabim who dechayav deshchichei Rabim. Don't say that the only time you're chayav for boar is when there is in a public thoroughfare, because you need lots of people there. Umaske, aval b'rishut yachid, lech lemecha shel niske yichidi patur. Case b'rishut yachid, whereas one person, he'll be careful, it's not such a big deal, you won't be, you'll be a patur. Right? And that's the recess over here, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah here, that even when you open up a boar into b'rishut yachid, it's still chayav, the boar is not my responsibility, because boar b'rishut rabim is the classic form of boar, and boar b'rishut yachid is just not a boar, that's just not a qualified mazik, in the sense of the Arvin Zakim that the Torah spoke about. It's amazing. I mean, the Gemara's conclusion is no, that's what the Mishnah says. But it's an amazing Havamina that the Re suggests over here. Now, according to Rashi and the others, that it's easy to say that over here, that you could have just opened it in his own Rishut. Dag Boren is Rishut Yachid, and then Matkir Rishut Yachid, and you end up with the same case as well, meaning that it's not necessary to have you dig it into someone else's property. But either way, so it says that the Mishnah kept a parallel structure of dug it under one place, opened it in another place. But even though in this case it's not necessarily relevant. Right, Tarabana. Chover bor b'shut yachid. He digs in b'shut yachid. Uptacho the b'shut rabim. Right, and then he opens it up into the b'shut rabim. Chayav. And it says, Chayav is zehu abor amur b'torah div rabi shmal. So it says, this is the bor of the Torah. You dig it under your property, open up b'shut rabim. That's the bor of the Torah. Here's where he's matkir his reshut and not the boar. You still own the boar, Zo bor amur b'Torah. That's the bor that is found right in the Torah. I mean, the cases in our Mishnah where you dug the bor in your private property, then you're mafkir your shut around it. That's the classic case of bor in the Torah. So now we're going to have two explanations as to why or what the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are in this point. Now why, according to Rabbi, it seems here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that if you mafkir the property around the bor, you'll be patur. Meaning that it's only when you open it to Rishut Rabbi that you chayav. So Rashi gives the reason or the logic between Rabbi Shmuel to being about Rabbi Shmuel lo modi le Rabbi Akiva. Why? But bor b'shuto kazar b'kiachrana lechav rishuti lav lechubi anan behezek edafkarte. When I'm doing something for the public benefit, I'm giving them property. When I give them property, I'm intending to give them the property, but not take the responsibility. Meaning that whatever is good, I've given. I did a favor for them. They can't come now and make a claim against me for nezek. Right? That once they've done something, they've added on to the Rishut Rabbim and made it public good, then don't come after me now to find the bor. You want to deal with it, let the public deal with it. It's not, you know, it's not my issue anymore. That's the way Rashi is. Tosfos said that he doesn't feel that that's the right answer here, because later on in the Gemara, it's going to sound like, according to the Kuli Alma, when you put your bor adjacent to Rishut Rabbim, right, that everybody would agree that you're chayav. It suggests that even Rabbi Shmuel believes that you can create a pesalah to the Rabbim, even though you can say, what are you doing over here? So he said, the Tosfos suggests that the answer of the Baal HaBor is, Torchav Rishuti, my vice. Right? So that, what is your shore doing in my property? You shouldn't have come so close to my private property. And yeah, right, there is Rishuti Rabbim there, but my Bor is Rishuti Yachid. And you shouldn't get so close to my Rishuti Yachid. So what is your shore doing in my Bor? And that's Rabbi Shmuel's Taina. It's not a Taina that I only do things for the benefit of Rishut Rabbim, I'm not going to take responsibility, but rather, I have private property. Private property, you have to keep a distance from. The fact that you didn't keep a distance, right, shows me that that's your problem. Now, it's not my issue. So again, we have Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, which we're about to dissect, according to Rabban of Yosef. We have a Mishnah that has three cases in it. Again, when it opens up to Rishut Rabbim, it's very easy to explain the Mishnah, you know, what the problem is there. Problem is, when he opens up the Rishut Yachid, what is going on? So we said before that he's mafkir the Rishut that is, right, around it. And being mafkir the Rishut around it, right, that is what causes the problem. It opens up the problem. Again, we have to explain this according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how they fit into all these cases of the Mishnah, right? And then, the last case here is that we have a case where it's in Rishut Yachid and it opens into another Rishut Yachid. According to Rashi, it could have written simply Rishut Yachid, because no real Kiddush here. But Rashi says they parallel structure, so it says for the Mishnah, everybody opens up to the Rishut Yachid, and then he's mafkir, the other person's mafkir Rishuto. Then it also, right, in that case, he's chayav. The Rishi gave us a huge Kiddush that maybe there would have been a happening that you're patur for bor Rishut Yachid, because right, it's not in a public domain, and if it's not in the public domain, there's a possibility, right, that I should be patur. And the Meskenata Sugya is that no, right, that's not the case. And again, Tosus asks on the Reed, and says that for the Reed, it's difficult, the Sugya that we said before, that once you're responsible to pay the Bala Chatzir for the boar, right, then it's on the obligations on the Bala Chatzir to fill it in. Right, so, right, so if you pay Nezek for that boar, why is he Chayav for the boar that's in someone else's property? He really isn't Chayav for it. It's the one whose property it is that becomes the one that's Chayav for it. It sounds a little bit or more like Rashi over here. Now, Rabba's explanation of the Machlokas. I'm a Rabba. But bor b'shuta rabim kulei amal lo pligi d'b'chayav. Everybody agrees that when you're talking about a bor b'shuta rabim, you're chayav. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees to this. My time, I'm a grub. Kiyivtach v'chi yichrit. Im ala p'tikha chayav, ala kriya lo zoshikein. If he's chayav for opening, meaning that bor is already dug, that's covered, and you open it up, you're chayav. Ala kriya lo zoshikein. If you actually dig the bor, certainly in that instance, you're going to be chayav. Ela shall escape ticha, shall escape kriya ba'alo. It has nothing to do with what, where the boar is found, or the ownership of the boar, but what? You're digging, and you're uncovering, and what makes you chayav. Independent of who owns, or where the location of this boar is. That's the issue here, is that I dug the boar. I dug it in Rishut Rabbim. Yeah, I don't own it, you're right, but I'm chayav because I did it. Right? That's the obligation of kriya. And as Tosfos points out here, that we see the Mechilta says over here, why is it right Tzicha and Kriya? To teach you ain't own Shemin Adin. I mean, what type of Kal V'Chomer is this? We think in general, you know, she may not din. So you need to speak on the Kriya because you don't have a Kal V'Chomer. So Tosfos says over here, our Gemara disagrees. Our Gemara believes Onshin min adin. And we actually had that in a number of places here. We had it on Daud Amud Bet. Tosfos said the same thing by Edim Zomimim. Right? Why is it Kasher Asta? By Edim Zomimim, we say that Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asta. That only applies to Yisurim. By Mamon, we say Kasher Asta. Why? Because it's a Kal V'Chomer. And your Onshin min adin when it comes to Mamon. And Tosfos again, in the beginning of the Masechta, says the same thing. That the Baal, we believe that you are Onshin min adin. When it comes to Mamon, we are Onshin min adin. That's why the Baal here has a opportunity to use Al-Kriya for a limus, because it could have learned it from a Kal V'Chomer, it didn't even want it, so it could have done it through a Kal V'Chomer. Lo nechluku, where is the machlokes? Listen, because that's a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel Meir. Give a boar b'shut o. It's a boar that's in his own property when he is matkir the property around it. Rabbi Kiva said, very boar b'shut o, nami chayav. You're also chayav for a boar b'shut o, dichtiv. What does the pasuk say? Baal ha-boar. Right? Who pays for the boar? The Baal ha-boar. If it's a Baal HaBor, it means that he owns the boar. Where's the only place that he can own the boar? It's in the Shuta Yachid. So that's the case there of a boar. It's a Baalim Kama Rachmana. And even in that case, you will be Chayav. Yishmael Zavar, Baal HaTakala. Baal HaBor doesn't mean you own the boar. It means whoever is responsible for the, right, the problem. Responsible for the block or the stumbling, the obstacle that is here. That's the one who is Chayav. So that is the Machlok is going to Rabba. Everybody agrees with Shuta Rabim, Chayav. So the Yechid, where you mafir the reshut around it, then Rabbi Kiva believes you're chayav, because it says bala boar, you own the boar, you're chayav. Then Rabbi Shmuel says you're patur, either because of what Rashi said, because he said, when I was mafir the property, I only do it to my benefit, not to my detriment. According to Tosfos, it says, shorcha b'shutim, abai, what are you doing in my property? You should have kept your shor away from my property. Now, Ella, how do you explain the braisa that we saw before, which is, zehu boar amur batara, the cover of Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Kiva say that the boar b'shut yachid, that's the boar in the Torah? Rabbi Kiva agrees even boar b'shut rabim is chayav. So why is that the only boar in the Torah? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can understand zehu boar amor b'Torah because he says only b'shut rabim is what's in the Torah, not b'shut yachid. But Rabbi Kiva includes both cases. So what is the zehu? These are the four. So zehu boar shepatach ha'batul t'chila l'teshlumim. Because this is the boar that the Torah first speaks about when it comes to coming to payment. Bala boar yishalim. The first boar that we talk about is the boar b'shut yachid. That's the first one addressed by the Torah when it comes to payment. Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef explains that machlokes is differently. Rav Yosef, Amar b'boar b'shut yachid, kulam alo pligid d'mechayev. Everybody agrees when you're talking about a boar b'shut hayachid, meaning that you're master of the property around it, everyone agrees you're chayav. Rav Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, my taima, bala boar amar rachmana. Just like we said the limud for Rabbi Kiva before, now both agree to this limud. That means that the owner of the boar is chayav. But boar the ilay bala maskina, we're talking about a boar that has ownership. That only happens when you have a boar b'shut yachid and you maskir the property around it. Pibli yei b'boar b'shut rabim. We've seen this before, that there's a daya, that boar b'shut rabim, you would be patur. Now where's the machlokes? The machlokes is in when you have a boar b'shut rabim, are you chayav or not? Rishmael is over, boar b'shut rabim, nami chayav. Rishmael believes that boar b'shut rabim is also chayav, dichtiv. Why? It says, kiptach v'chichre. Not that you dug your own boar. Not that you opened your own boar, but you dug and you opened, even though it's not your boar, you are chayav. Rabbi Kiva, hanu mitzrak tzrichi. No, we can't learn that from those limud, those words. Why? Right, I would have thought, if it only written kiftach, then the only time that a kisui protects you is if you open the boar, you can close it with a kisui. Correct. But if you dig a boar, lo sage lebi kisui at the time lebi. Right, you have to fill it in. Meaning that you have to replace or rectify whatever you did. If you just open the boar, you can close it. If you dug the boar, you gotta fill it in. So that's why both of them have to be written to tell you that both of them a kisui is sufficient. So you got the brachon of a kiachre. What happens if Torah just wrote kiachre? They don't solve our problem. Now we know. To have a mina kriya who's a bai kitsui. Then I would have thought only when you dig it, you have to cover it. Shum David Master. Because you're the one who actually dug the boar. Therefore, you have to take care of it. About Boteach, the Lavan Master, you're not the one who dug the boar. Fine, he covered it. You uncovered it. You never did any action that created the boar. Aim a kitsui nami loiva. Maybe I don't even have to put the kitsui back. That's the bala boar's problem, or the boar's one who dug the boar's problem. Kamash Malon, then in each of these cases, one, a kitsui is sufficient. When you dig the boar, and number two is when you uncover a boar, you are responsible to recover the boar. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, you actually patur the boar, beir, shuta, rabim, elamai, zehu boar, amur, batura, the kama, Rabbi Shmuel.
What's the logic? It would be chayav, and bo, shuta, chid, it wouldn't be
Right, you have to own. In order to be a mazik, you have to own the mazik.
Yeah, it's okay when we explain according to Rabbi Akiva, there was a mafkir around the divorce.
Right. That's exactly the case, right, for Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, I'm going to correct the Kamar of Yishmael. So how does he say this is the Bora that the Torah said? In fact, Rabbi Akiva, I understand. He says, Zeh Omar B'Torah, only Rishut Echid Echad, Rishut Rabbeim, you are Patur. Zeh Omar B'Torah, so now what is Rabbi Yishmael saying? Rabbi Yishmael says everything's Kaya. Zeh Omar B'Torah, Bola Katuk, Chilad Yizakim. That's the first case of the Torah. Kivtach, B'Chichre, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that is the case of Bor Rishut HaRabim. Now, if you remember, Rabbi Yishmael has a famous opinion. We brought this Gemara Pesachim, right, on Daf Dalet, and also here in Daf Kaf Ted Amud Bet, we brought the position, the famous position of Rabbi Yishmael, which is the Amar Rav Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Shnei Dvarim, Einan Birshuto Shel Adam, two things are not in the possession of a person, V'Atana Katuv Kilein Birshuto, and the person puts them in his possession, V'Elein, Bor Birshuto Rabbim, V'Chamei Bishisho, Tumala, I'm sorry, Pesach and Vav Bet, right, and here in Chapter Mivet, this is Rabbi Shmuel the Shitato. Rabbi Shmuel has to hold that, but here that Bor Rishut Rabbim is Chayav. Now, according to both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they say that. But it's clear here that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that principle, according to Rabbi Yosef of Rabbi Shmuel, and that's exactly why you're Patur. Right, the fact that you're Chayav or Bor Rishut Rabbim is a chidush. You don't own it; it's not you, and yet it's still Chayav for it. The Torah places it in your ownership to make you Chayav. That's Rabbi Shmuel's chidush. If he says, I don't have a legal for that. I don't have anywhere that tells me that. I only know Bora Balabor Yishalim. And the owner, then you're Chayav. You're not an owner in Rishut HaRabim. Right now, the Gemara is going to challenge the positions of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef explaining they make of it. A chofer Bor Rishut HaRabim, uptacho Rishut Yachid, patur. And someone digs a Bor Rishut HaRabim and then opens it up into Rishut Yachid. So this is what you wanted to know. Who cares, right, David? That is why he dug it under Rishut HaRabim. Apo Pishin Rashad Lasot Kain. Even though he has no permission to do as such, the fishay no sim cloud tap of Rishut HaRabim. You're not allowed to dig hollow out under the Rishut HaRabim, dig caves under the Rishut HaRabim, that's not your property.
It's public property.
Right. It's public property still under there, even though you're not causing a takala, since you're in violation of public property, then nevertheless you are patur. So despite that. How fair borok sichim maros Rishut Yachid. So I'm going to go ahead and dig borot, shichim, and me'arot in the private property of the Chol Rishut HaRabim, chayah. Then it's in Shechet. But chofer borot, Rishut HaYachid, smucha the Rishut HaRabim. So I'm going to dig borot in the Rishut HaYachid that is juxtaposed, adjacent to the Rishut HaRabim, but elo, chofrim, lushin, patur. If you're digging for foundations of houses, then you are patur. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, mechayah, yivat shetim, chitzah, sarah. You're chayav even those cases that you make a 10 tefachim high mechitza, or actually a chik makom b'shtar v'gle adam, or makom b'shtar v'gle b'ma, or bat tefachim. Unless you pull into your property for tefachim, you're going to be chayav in all these cases. Now, the Gemara is going to go through. You have three cases here, right? The case of open the Rishuta Yachid, right, where he dug under the Rishuta Rabim, he opens up into the Rishuta Yachid, and now, obviously, the Havamina here is that he's mafkir the Rishuta around it, otherwise, what's there to talk about? He opens up his own property. Alright, so then, you have that one case, you say patur. Then we say by the case of Rishut HaRabim, you open up into the Rishut HaRabim, you are Chayav. And then you have another case of Ushin, where you dig it around for your foundations, even if you go right up against the Rishut HaRabim, nevertheless you are Patur. But so implicit from that is that if you weren't digging for foundations, you would be Chayav. So there you have two cases of Rishut HaYachid. One case where in Rishut HaYachid you're Patur, and one case in Rishut HaYachid where you are Chayav. Now how do we do this? Time of the Lushim, the Gemara Darshan, right? The deal. It's because he dug for foundations and you're Patur, because that's accepted. I mean, that's the regular societal way to go, that people dig foundations near the Rishut HaRabim. Halav the Lushim Chayav. If you do not do it for foundations, you would be Chayav. If you dug a bor adjacent to the Rishut HaRabim, even though it's in your private property. Hi, Mani. How do you solve this? Right. Bishlam of the Rabba. According to Rabba, it's easy. Where is Makokas going to Rabba? According to Rabba, that's exactly the Makokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. It's Bor Rishut HaYachid. Bor Rishut HaRabim, everybody says it's Chayav, so that's the middle case. But Bor Rishut HaYachid, we have Makokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says you are Chayav, Rabbi Shmuel says you are Patur. That's how we explain this right, though. One is the opinion, Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel. The case in the Reisha that says when you dig in Rishut HaYachid, you are Patur, who is that? That's Rabbi Shmuel. The Seifa that says that only when you dig it for foundations are you Patur. But if you dug it regularly in Rishut HaYachid, you'd be Chayav. Say for Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva. Hello, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, how are you going to explain this right? So, Bishlam HaSeifa Divrei Yaakov. Right. The last case where it says Chayav and Shutei Yachid, that works okay. But then Diyos, that works every time. Now, the ratio of money. Who's going to be the ratio who says Patur and Shutei Yachid? First Rabbi Yosef, Kuli Alma, you're Chayav in Rishu Derbi Chesiv. All Rabbi Shmuel, all Rabbi Kiva. Dharma Lacha, Rabbi Yosef, Kula, Divrei Akolhi. It's going to everyone. But Rishu, Shlo Hifkir, Lo Rishu Tov, Lo Korov. I'll explain to you, the Rishu is very easy. Who says he was Mafkir, Rishu is around it? The first case, he's digging Rishu Derbi, and in that, he's Patur. It says, so what's the Kiddush over here? The Kiddush is, despite the fact that he is, he dug into under Rishu Rabbim, right? That he dug under the Rishu Rabbim, he can still say, Shokha b'Rishuti Mabayit. Right? So that he's saying, what's your Shor doing on this? Even though you're not permitted to dig a Kalala under Rishu Rabbim, still, the fact that you access the boar from my property already makes you in the wrong. And therefore, I'm not going to be culpable, even though you fell into the Rishu Rabbim, the Kalala boar is in Rishu Rabbim, but since you entered into my property to fall into it, I can say, you're Shokha b'Rishuti Mabayit. That's the Kiddush. So Amar Rabashi, Ashu Lukim to Rabbi Yosef and Divrei Yaakov. Now that we explain the price according to Rabbi Yosef, according to everyone, the Rabbi Amar Lo Tukma Kitanai. Right? Why don't we? Why do we have to explain it as Machlokes Tanaim according to a Rabbi? We don't explain it according to Divrei Yaakov. Why? Mitzvah Isha Rabbi Shmuel, Seif and Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Now only Rabbi Shmuel could be the author. Rabbi Kiva can't be the author because Rabbi Kiva never had patur for Shuvei Yachid according to Rabbi. Right? So the only way it could be is that Rabbi Shmuel, who's in the racist case, is patur. So what are you going to do with the Seifa? The Seifa says Chayav. No, Meitzvei. So what are you going to do with the Seifa case?
It's
the time. Oh, it says, we said before, only because you dug for foundations, how love Lushin Chayav. When it's actually going to Arbuche Lushut Arabim. Expanded, right, into the Rishut Arabim a little bit, meaning that he extended itself. The foundations weren't really in the Rishu Terabim totally. They also extended into Rishu Terabim. And that is permitted. That's permitted. If you do a Lushin, that was considered societally correct. That even though you're digging foundations to protect or to dig the pits to the ditches to create foundations for your house, so even though you took a little bit off Rishu Terabim, that was accepted public policy. But if you didn't do it for Lushin, you're going to be Chayab because it's really for Rishu Terabim. Okay. Now, maybe another price is a problem.
Interesting.
Right. Well, it's got to be public policy, and it's got to do with that, whether that was accepted.
If someone is expanding their house or something, and they use some of the public sidewalk or something.
The question, what the public policy is. Are you permitted on a sidewalk outside your house when you're doing construction to stage things? If you are permitted, then you would be patur. If you're not permitted, you've created a board. Do you shoot that, Rabbi?
I don't have a door here, but I know it's like in New York. If somebody falls on the sidewalk in front of your house because they're enticing, you're legally liable. Even though it's public property.
That's like Rabbi Shmuel. It's like Rabbi Shmuel's principle that even though it's Rishuta Rabbi in the sidewalk, but that Asana Katuv, Gilan Rishuta, that the town or the law places it into your responsibility and any Takala that's found, even if the sidewalk's off kilter. And the roots of the trees lift up the sidewalk, you are responsible for those areas that are outside your house. They place the culpability on you, even though it's Rishuta Rabin. Exactly, Rabbi Shmuel is like the principle over there. Right, Meitzvei. A chofer boar Rishuta Yachid, uptachod Rishuta Rabin. Someone digs a boar in Rishuta Yachid and then opens up Rishuta Rabin, chayav. Rishuta Yachid, a smuchad Rishuta Rabin, patur. Now, Bishlamo, the Rabba, Kugur Rabbi Shmuel, hey, no problem, according to Rabba, we can explain all this. Why? Rishuta Rabin, chayav. That's a Kuliyama from the Rabba. Shute Yachid Patur, that's Rabbi Shmuel, no problem, Rabbi Yosef. Fishlam Rashi Rabbi Shmuel. According to him, Rashi could be Rabbi Shmuel because he says Rabbi Shmuel holds that for Rishuta Rabbim is Chayav, as he says Patur. But now what are you going to do with the Seifa? Seifa says, in Rishuta Yachid Patur. Rishuta Yachid Patur. We don't have anybody who says Patur according to Rabbi Yosef and Rishuta Yachid. What are you going to do? Well, Seifa Mani, Lord Rishon, Lord Rishon, Lord Rishon, Lord Rishon, Lord Rishon, digging for foundations in Divrei Yaakov, no problem. We know there is a case of Tua Pator in Rishu Yachid, that's when you're digging for foundations. So explain this right, that is the case where you're digging for foundations, and you can only call it to Rabbi Shmuel.
Also, the Rabbi Paul, you're trying to connect in Tamachos, isn't it strange, because if they really want to teach, if the two brides are really talking about some of the Barbashas Rabbi Chayav or not, like Tamachos, why would it give you a situation with Tirish Yaakov, didn't Tirish Yaakov? It doesn't seem clear that there's something deeper here than just talking about the Bar Bishus Arabim.
Wait, but there's a case, right. The case is that Brisa is only talking about that stuff, talking about a case of digging foundations. We infer from the foundation that it's Chayav. So then you have to know what the case of foundation is in order to infer. And that's what they're just trying to figure out. Is foundation mean all in the Shuddha Yachid? Does the foundation mean that you're allowed to take, clip off a part of the Shuddha Yachid for your foundation?
Right, so
I don't think
it means
right? It's all a deal. So you have to know what the case of the Braise is. Okay? Now, turn up on him. Chafar upatach umasar l'rabim patur. If a person digs a bore and opens it up, I don't know why the word patach here, it's not clear why he has to have a patach, umasar l'rabim, then he gives it over to the rabim patur. Chafar upatach v'lo masar l'rabim, he doesn't give it over to the rabim, chayav. Right, then he's chayav. What's the case? As an example, v'chein min agoshon nechunya chofer baros shichinu marot. This is the minhag of Nechunya, who used to dig borot, tichin, umarot, sheachofer upoteach moshe l'rabim. He used to dig them and give them to rabim. Why? What did they do?
Shamok.
What did
they do?
Okay, fine. What did they do? Shut rabim. Shamok chamim b'davar amru kayim ze halacha zu. That he kept his halacha. It says halacha zu b'tul da'od. This halacha and nothing else. Elaim af halacha zu yiv mekayim. What did he do? He used to go around and as a public help, he went ahead and he dug borot and shut rabim so the olei regalim could have water and places to drink when they came up. So he created public wells or public water sources, and he does them in the Rishut HaRabim. So even though technically he's creating a for Rishut HaRabim, the fact is that he's doing it with Tovas HaRabim, because he's giving it over to Rabim. He's not keeping it for, he's not doing it for his own personal benefit. He's taking it as part of a public health in order to create boros or wells or water to be available for the Rishut HaRabim. In that case, because it's almost like the Good Samaritan law. And if you go to do something good, we're not going to make you, right, there's a law that if a person goes to help someone else, and in the course of helping them, they do some damage, but we don't make them culpable, because then nobody's going to be a good person and try to help out. So what do we say? We say if a person's intent is positive, and they're not going beyond their, what should be the scope of what they can do, if they're intending to help, we don't make them culpable. So it's over here. A person is intending to help, intending to do good for the public, we're not going to make them culpable for the creation of a boor b'shut rabim, when the whole point of the boor is for the rabim, and it only helps the rabim. That's the case here. Now,
I remember it was because they were surrounded by patim, but that weren't for protection.
Patim for carrying the ability to carry.
Exactly. I'm wondering if the person that they had over there, it was clearly because it was in carrying, but right. Maybe also in the
Shaul is making a nice point. I'll read you the next agadah, and then maybe we'll make a point, like you just said over here, something like that. Right, there was a case where the daughter of Nechunya fell into a boar. She was stuck in a boar. They came to Rav Chanina Dosa. His daughter is in the boar. What, you know, what's going on? Is she still alive or not? They didn't know. She was too far down, very deep. They didn't know what happened. Sharbi Shonam Arlehem Shalom. First hour he said she's fine. Shneer Amar Lehem Shalom. Second hour she said she's fine. Because he said she knew she could survive for the first 2 hours. By the third hour, if she was really there in the water and stuff, she wouldn't survive. Shashita Amar Lehem Altat. She's definitely out. Amrullah Mielacha. So they said, Wahu Mielich, right? Who took you out? Amar Lehem Zachar Shal Rechalim Nizdamim. He said, Zachar Shal Rechalim, basically a chamor. Came, right, and took me out. The Zakena Khan money go. And there's one Hunzo gentleman that was taking it. Rashi says it's Eloshel Yitzchak. And Avram Avinu came to help him out. Why? So the Marashua and the Maral over here both describe that, right? Akedah Yitzchak is omeid, right? The Schut HaTzibur, anytime there's a Tzara. That's the idea that Akedah Yitzchak comes to the rescue. Tosfos brings another version of the Gadot over here. It was actually Zakein Achad was not Avraham Avinu, but rather a Zakein of Chanina ben Dosa, a Zakein that looked like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and that's who took her out. Which would make sense in the context of the story. Amar lo, Navi ata, they said to him, how did you know she's out? She said, Amar lehem, lo Navi anochi, lo ben Navi anochi, I'm no Navi. Elakach amarti. Davar she'oto tzaddik mitzayir bo. This thing that this tzaddik takes care of, digging boros for the rabim, nikashel bo zaro, that his children will be damaged by it. Over here it says tzaddik mitzayir bo. In the Gemara Yivamot it says tzaddik mitzaseik bo, that he deals with, not mitzayir bo, but mitzaseik bo. Now, listen to the next part of the Gemara. Amri b'racha bo b'kein meis b'no b'tzama. Right? His son died of thirst. So even though he was chofer baros, right, dealing with water, creating water for the public, he was dead. So shenamar usvivav nisaram me'od. So the real term of usvivav nisaram me'od is around Hashem. There's a tempest, right? There's a huge storm around him. Gemara's medayik is learns the word as not instead of se'ara with a samet, meaning that a tempest, but rather se'ara like se'ar, like hair. The major kadosh baruch hu mitadek im svivav afilu kuchut ha'tzara. Those that surround a kadosh baruch hu, they tell me to come in. Hashem takes out of them even like a hair's breadth. if they do something wrong, even slightly wrong, Hashem pays punishment out on them. Rabbi Nechunya Amar Mehalcha. Kel Narat Yisod Kedoshim Rabbah, Benora Al Kol Tzeviyav. That Hashem is right with the elevated, or Kadosh, with those that are around him. Benora, fear is Al Kol Tzeviyav. But Nora, that doesn't mean necessarily Tzeviyav. But who are Tzeviyav? The Tzadikim. Benora, fear is caused by, right, by the fact that he takes care, that he kills, or he punishes Tzeviyav, those that are Talmidei Chachamim. So again, these are, first of all, these two halachos, in Tichut Musar, Rishon Levitz spends a lot of time on this idea, that those that are Bnei Torah have to be held to a much, much higher standard. You see this, that here, and it gives many examples throughout Shas, right, to Tchanemi Ben Tzrajom, and his daughter and his wife, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu held them to accountable to even to the slightest, right, deviation from that which it is. And that's true of Bnei Torah. Bnei Torah walk around who are exemplifying Torah, who are excellent Torah, they're going to be held much a much higher level of accountability. Right? And that's important, that if we are a scheme of Torah, and if we represent Torah in people's eyes, that we also have to hold ourselves to a much higher standard. The second question, which you have to deal with, is what happened here? Right? Before we just said, well, that the thing that that Nechunya, the digger Boro did, can't be hit as Zera. And then we bring right after that a proof that it didn't hit a Zera. And that proves that Hashem punishes Kitzchut Zara. So that doesn't that undermine what you said before. So Tosfos over here says, and Tosfos and Yevama seems to say the same thing, is that Yishomar Mekomo Olam Ba'otot Davar Tzmo Lo'ira Yishel. He dug Boro, so he didn't follow Gobor. Oh, he dug, so he died of thirst. That's not, he provided water, but that's not what he did. So Maharal clarifies that. The Maharal has a very nice idea here. And this, he says it in two parts. But he says, first of all, and this is what I was hinting to when Shaul said, oh, maybe they put something around it, is that he did. What did this individual, Nechunya, the digger of Boros, what did he do? He dug Boros. When he dug Boros, it was to the public good. But some people did get hurt there. Right? Despite the fact that he did for the public good, and he was intending for goodness, but yet when he did not put up a boundary, did not protect around it, there were occasions when people fell in there. And even though he's patur, and even though he did it for the public good, he still caused pain and anguish to other people. So that's exactly what the point is here, right? What's the point? He was protected when it came to the four because that was the good that he did. He protected it. But when it came to in the end, he did cause other people tzar. That's kichut tzara. Ah, why? One or the other.
She should have got killed.
So that's what the Maharal says. The first case was with his daughter, and then with his son, and that's
right. Like a warning to him that as good a thing as this, there's danger, so you gotta.
Right, so that the Maharal differentiates, and he says, a little like you were suggesting before, Joel, which is that, what did he do? It says that which he's mis'afik and mis'tire for. What did he do? What he did was dig the board. He didn't put the water there. Who put the water from Hashem? That's what he is. He was protected from the digging part.
Not the water.
Right. Not the water, which was the Tameh, because he didn't put the water there. And that's where it's Chutzara. You get both aspects of it, right? Because he did good and there was some bad. And that's the Nidakhtek Chutzara. Punishment by Mayim, not by the four. Alright, so we'll continue here. It's nice to Marah, very nice Marah. Alright. Arbi Chanina, Solo Mera Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatran. Who? Yvatru Chayav. Anybody says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives up or lets things go, right? He gives up on his own might. Hashem accounts for everything. Everything you have to be accounted for. Hashem is Marich Apayim and not Erech Af. Right? So what does that mean? Erech Apayim is Tzadikim Ulu Rishayim. Meaning that when Hashem is Marich Af, it's both for the Tzadikim and for the Rishayim. Meaning that the way Rashi learns it over here is that, right, whether it's when he's Marich Rogat, when Hashem extends his anger, it's not just for Tzadikim, it's also for the Rishaim. Right? Aval, that Joseph learns, no. That he's Marich Af for the Tzadikim and giving them reward. He's Marich Af by the Rishaim and punishing them. And that's what we always say, right? The Tzadikim wait for the Skala Lama Ba, so they get punished now, so that they can have their Lama Ba. And the Rishaim, he extends his Af to give them all the goodness of the Lama Zeh. In order to, that they lose their Olama Abba.
The implication of the plural is that it's not the same way. It's like
two different. In this case. Alright. Tarabana, Loisa Keladam, Rishut Tol Rishut Arabim. Person shouldn't clear out rocks from his Rishut and dump them in the Rishut Arabim. Why? Matabah Adam Achashem, Sakel Rishut Tol Rishut Arabim. He's throwing rocks, clearing out his field, and throwing to Rishut Arabim. Matzo Chasid Achad, one Chasid comes by and says, Bah, Ramallah. Reka. you awful person, you empty person, you boor, right? The pure person without results. Why are you throwing something out of property that's not yours into a property that's yours? He laughed at him. Why did he laugh? He became poor and he had to sell his field. And he was laughing around that Rabim, and he's falling over those rocks that he threw out there. Amar Yafe Amar Liyotu Chatzi. That Chatzi was right. In the end, it may not be yours. He's going to sell the property, and that's it. But Shut Shalcha, the Rishut Rabim will always be yours, and it's going to be your problem. It's going to come up and be an issue for you. Okay, next mission. Achover Bor Bishut Rabim, Venafalo Tocho Shor or Chomor Chayab. Takes a board of Rishut Rabim, and a Shor Chomor fall into it. He is Chayab. Echad Achover Bor, Shiach Umera Charitim Vinitim Chayab. We dig a boar, shiach, me'arach, haritim, nitzim, chayav. We'll see in the Gemara what's the difference between all of these. In all these cases, you are chayav. Im kein, lama nemer, boar. So why does it start right boar? For you're chayav for all these different obstacles or different types of pits. Why does it say boar? Mar boar, sheish bo kdei la'mita sarat fachim. Ma'fu yish bo kdei la'mita sarat fachim. Only chayav for mitat ashur and akamor. If it's 10 fachim deep. 10 fachim is enough to kill. If it's less than 10 fachim, you're not chayav if the animal dies over there. You're patur, because that he is not enough to kill a shor and chamor. If he died there, that's because he's weak, not because you killed him. Right? The muzak both chayav. But if he's damaged, then you are responsible for damage. A boar less than 10 tefachim is able to damage, not kill. Once you get to 10 tefachim, he's able to kill, and you'll be responsible for killing the animal in there.
It's an obstacle other than a boar.
Okay, that's a good question. Right now, we'll deal with it. Very good. Good question. I'm Rav. Borsh cheva torah lechablo velo lehabato. That when the Torah says you're chayav by a boar, it's not because of the impact on the ground. It's got to do with the fact that when you're in the boar, the hevel, the air, the quality of the air there, whatever, the experience of being in the boar is what weakens the animal, and that's what kills the animal, and that's what damages the animal. Alma kazavar chavata karko longhu demaskele. When he hits the ground, you didn't do that. Right? You didn't do that when he hit the ground. That's karkola. That's the property of the world. Shmuel Amar Lablo, Bokochke, and the Chabatol. Shmuel disagrees and says, no, that, yes, you are responsible for the air quality or the damage of the air quality, but you're also responsible for the impact. So, Vim Vitalmar, the Chabatol Amra Torah, for both of Rav and Shmuel say that you're chayav by Hebel. Why don't you say the Torah only is chayav for the impact? Below Lablo, a Torah is Dala for, Bafilu Malay Tzvogim. Who says the case in the Torah that says a boar, right? On Sugim Shosem, it doesn't say you what's inside the boar. It could be that there's a bunch of cotton inside the boar, right? Or a wolf, an animal that's a soft landing, and nevertheless you're still chayav. Now, my benayu, oh, what's the difference between them? Shaul, you were just asking this, right? Ike benayu, David Gova, Bishut Rabin. That he makes a, right? He makes some sort of mound in the Bishut Rabin. The Rav, a Gova, no machayim. Right? The Rav, you're only chayav because the Hevel only comes when you are. Right, inside the boar, meaning that when you're in the depth of the boar. The Shmuel, Agav and Amim Chayav, because the impact, right, that he caused by tripping over this mound, you'll be Chayav. Now, I would say my time with the Rav, Damar Krav and Afal, says that you'll fall, as you pull Nerech Metzilah. And so you fall. Fall means down. That's what they call falling. Falling up, or going on or something, and tripping, that's not called falling. So Shmuel, Nafal Todu Mashma. No, Nafal means that you trip, anything that causes you to stumble, that's called falling. That's also points out over here. Now, it has to be, when you trip over the mound, that you land on the ground, outside of the mound that's created. Even Rav would agree that if you trip on the mound and you hit the mound, right, that you are chayav. Because Rav agrees that Abnosa Kino Masa'o B'shut Rabin that does damage, you're chayav. Why? Because you impacted on those items. So when you impact on those objects, then you're chayav because you created the impact zone. But here, man is dirt. Anything that you've created, any boar that you've created in Shutra Bain, you're responsible for the impact that you create on that. But when you go, when he trips over the mound and lands on Karka Olam, then you didn't create that impact zone.
You created the airspace.
Right.
You left the ground as it was.
Exactly. When you dig the boar, or when you trip over a mound and you land on the ground afterwards, right. That's not you. But Rabbi would be when you hit the mound, at least, maybe, you should be Chayav. And that's why Tosafot says, why can't you make this, I won't get into it. Tosafot has a very interesting case over here, but we're running a little late on time. If you want to see it in Lishmol, he discusses an interesting case. It's not. Imkein, lama nemar boar, ma boar sheish bo lekei lamita sarat fachim, ma sheish bo lekei lamita sarat fachim. Bishlo Shmuel, first Shmuel extends. Af kol, that's who you're gofa. What does it mean, kol? Kol means include a case of up, not just down. Al rav, al kol, that's who you're in mind. So let's see, charitzim, benitzim, They include these other types of borot. Merces, karyusim, nisim, vehejit, kind of. They're explicit in the mission. What do you mean, cults include them? Snaib, husband, refers. That's exactly what it says. The mission says cults include them, and it explains to what it's including. So now, refers. Rani kulut gani lamali. Why do we need all these types of cases? What's the difference between them? Shrika, the itan of boar. What is a boar? Have I mean a boar? Asarahu the itbe havlo. A boar that's 10 fucking deep has hevel in it. That's why it damages. Why? Mishum the katin ukricha. Right, that it's round and narrow, deep. It's deep, narrow, and round. And therefore, what? Therefore, it is, has hevel in it. About shiach, darich. Shiach is like a ditch. Right, it's a long ditch, so it's very long. Aim of a starlight for abla. Maybe even when it's a start fucking deep, it would not have hevel in it. Beat on a shiach, have a mean a shiach, a sarahu, deep, be abla. Because it has 10 deep and it's long. Mishum de katin, because it's narrow. Even though it's long, it's very narrow. And that's why there's hevel in there. Aval mi arad, mraba. Right, that a cave which is squared out and has a large area in it, aim about thoroughly problem. Maybe there's no hevel there because it's a large airspace.
There's no questions
on that. Right. What?
No questions on that. Not Shmuel.
Right, right. Well, Shmuel also you have to explain what the difference between each of these items is.
But
Shmuel
doesn't seem to be a difference.
No, Shmuel doesn't have the problem of a pole, that's who he might.
But, that
he
right.
But he still has to explain why the instrument enumerates all these different types. Why is it not obvious from once you have four that these are here? So I think Shmuel also has to explain this issue. If he had written cave, have a meaning me arab asarahu the itbe havla. A cave has havla with 10. Why? Mishum de metalla. It has a roof over it. Aval karitzin de lo metalla. We talk about karitzin that don't have a roof. Ema ba asarah leif bu havla. Right? But it comes to 10. Fuck him. They don't have havla because it's open and it's squared out. Maybe there doesn't have havla. We talk about karitzin. Have a meaning of karitzin asarahu the itbe havla. Should be like a little revik kamilel. Same as tatai. Because they are tops and bottom are straight. They're all the same size. A ni'it works like this. It opens, expands. The top is wider than the bottom. You say that allows air to flow in. In all these instances, you are going to be chayav, despite the difference in their dimensions or their build. In all these cases, you are chayav.
Probably move 8. You have no
What's up over here at this point? Start the next mark of history of the Mishnah, but I think we're out of time.